The holiday weekend isn't quite over yet, but for Hollywood, it's already looking like a record-setting success. Jim Carrey's new film, Bruce Almighty, has raked in a higher-than-expected $86 million in its first 4 days. And with ticket sales for The Matrix Reloaded still strong, moviegoers are on target to make this the highest-grossing Memorial Day weekend ever. There are still more than 100 summer movies to come, but Bob Mondello says if you get the feeling you've seen a lot of them already, you're not far off.
The sequels will be coming, as one title puts it, too fast and too furious. We've already experienced X2, the X-Men sequel. We've reloaded The Matrix, and before long we'll be seeing Charlie's Angels, Pokemons, American Pies, Spy Kids, and Bad Boys, all followed by Roman numerals. Also, a ditzy Reese Witherspoon, who'll come to the nation's capital to do for Congress what she already did for Harvard Law School in Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde.
Hello, Patriots! I don't think I've been this excited since Gucci became a publicly traded company.
Oh my God, it's Capital Barbie.
If Witherspoon is the homecoming queen of the sequel set, Arnold Schwarzenegger, back in a protective mode in Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines, qualifies as its aging king. And the form's class clowns? Well, that would be the unknowns who look uncannily like Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey in the high school prequel, Dumb and Dumber-er.
The state is giving $100,000 to every school that has a special needs class.
The problem is, where do we find kids we can pass off as special?
Thanks, Turk!
Bingo.
Not every summer picture is a sequel, you'll be pleased to know. There are also remakes. Freaky Friday, for instance, in which a mother and daughter accidentally switch bodies and can't figure out how to switch back. And then there are old friends from other mediums, like The Hulk, benefiting from a special effects budget that would make his TV and comic book incarnations green with envy.
I don't know who I am. I know one thing for sure. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Now, you shouldn't think that all these sequels and adaptations mean Hollywood has forgotten how to create something new. There is, for instance, a new James Bond of sorts. Or maybe we should call him a new Austin Powers. In any event, as played by Rowan Atkinson of Mr. Bean fame, he's definitely English. Johnny English.
Everything in order, English?
I think you'll find it's rather more than just in order, sir. You're now entering the most secure location in the whole of England.
Well, maybe not. Basing movies on other movies is something anyone can do, but Disney has a new wrinkle. It has based a picture on one of its theme park rides, Pirates of the Caribbean.
You're not facing normal pirates. Cruel, demented, vicious pirates, to be certain.
Say goodbye!
Goodbye. Pass. Cruel, demented, vicious pirates who cannot be killed.
The moonlight shows us for what we really are.
This is just one of two big pirate movies that'll be out this summer. The other is animated, Sinbad, and stars the voices of Brad Pitt and, as a nasty goddess, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Enough talking. Time for some screaming.
Animation, let's mention, has had a lot of competition lately from computer animation, and that'll be true again when above-water Sinbad meets an underwater tale from Pixar, the folks who made Toy Story. It's called Finding Nemo, and it's about a clownfish voiced by Albert Brooks who gets separated from his son in the Great Barrier Reef.
I gotta find my son Nemo!
Grab shell, dude!
Grab what?
Let's ask for directions.
No!
What is it with men and asking for directions?
Finding Nemo is as gorgeous as it is funny, with goofy vocal performances by actors who'd probably scare kids in person. Willem Dafoe, for instance, as an angelfish determined to escape an aquarium. But as with previous Pixar films, it's aimed as much at adults as at children. Its story is about an overprotective father learning to let go, which isn't really standard for an animated epic. And in that respect, it's a lot like some other films this summer about children. The ones from Hollywood concentrate on adventure, spy kids, for instance, but the ones from other countries, and there are a lot of them this year, are considerably more serious, even nuanced. From China, there's Together, the story of a 13-year-old violinist and his country bumpkin father, both of whom get educated when they travel to Beijing. From New Zealand comes Whale Rider, an inspirational epic about a Maori girl who struggles to understand why her father wishes she were a boy. British director Ken Loach has Sweet 16, about a Glasgow boy who turns to drug dealing to save his family from drugs. And Ireland's Peter Mullen tells the truth-based story of the Magdalene Sisters, a convent that ran a mental institution where young women were sent in the 1960s for supposed sins of the flesh, sins like getting raped. Naturally, the girls did their best to escape.
Brendan! Brendan, it's me! Please open the door!
This is madness! Christ, I don't even know your name. Is that mad?
Bernadette, my name is Bernadette. Please open the door.
You know, I have a brother doing 6 years in jail for stealing apples to the nuns. You know, what would they give me? I'm sorry.
Brendan.
I can't do it.
Brendan, don't leave me here.
Equally horrific are the problems confronted by the characters in a Stephen Frears thriller about an organ theft ring. Dirty Pretty Things is set in a seedy British hotel where the employees are mostly illegal immigrants, and what goes on in the rooms is mostly illegal, too.
The hotel business is about strangers. And strangers will always surprise you, you know? They come to hotels in the night to do dirty things. In the morning, it's our job to make things look pretty again.
Pretty creepy. And speaking of creepy, imagine the situation the hero finds himself in 28 days later. He wakes up from a 4-week coma to discover that the hospital he's in, and indeed the whole city, has been ravaged by a virus, and that his few fellow survivors don't know what else is out there.
By the time they tried to evacuate the city, it was already too late. The infection was everywhere. The army blockades were overrun. And that's when the extras started. The day before the TV and radio stopped broadcasting, there were reports of infection in Paris and New York. We didn't hear anything more after that.
Make SARS seem downright benign, no? But I'm making things sound way too serious. It's summer, after all. These season 4 beach blanket movies, including one with last season's American Idol finalists. Gangster romances, including one with real-life lovebirds Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. And sports spectaculars, ranging from the serious Seabiscuit to the slapsticky kung fu comedy Shaolin Soccer.
When you can kick an egg without breaking it, then you can join us.
Oh.
How many days till Labor Day?
Oh.
I'm Bob Mundell.
Y'all ready?